Iraqi forces have reportedly managed to eliminate scores of Takfiri terrorists from the Islamic State of Iraq and Aleppo near the northern city of Mosul. Over 90 militants were killed during their repeated attempts to take control of the Beji refinery. Military sources say the key oil facility is under control of the army's anti-terrorist units backed by volunteer forces. Meanwhile, Army spokesman General Qasem Atsa has confirmed the killing of three senior ISIL commanders during the army operations in Beji. Iraqi officials also deny media reports that terrorists have captured the country's second largest dam in the western city of Haditha. But the terrorists have reportedly taken control of three regions on the city's outskirts in the absence of security forces. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Danny Patrick Welch, who is a political commentator, joining us live now from Massachusetts. Thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. I wanted to get your assessment of this fight against these ISIL militants in Iraq at this point. How significant do you think it is going forward, A, and B, what point do you think it's reached at as far as it being successful or not?
Well, it's hard to say. No one has a crystal ball, but I think that what is happening is that there is kind of a general alarm among the population that's raised at the prospect of ISIS or ISIL actually controlling the country. And we have now support coming in from Syria through bombing certain ISIS positions and through Iran supplying some military equipment to the Iraqi army. There is a real danger that I think has raised awareness across the spectrum. And there's no doubt that there are some serious problems with the Maliki government, and there are serious divisions to be healed as well. But the death squad of ISIS and what it represents is not obviously the solution that anyone wants, even the Americans, who would like to topple Maliki, but they want to keep their little Al-Qaeda ISIS genie in and out of the bottle when they choose.
And, you know, many people are pointing the finger at Saudi Arabia, a close U.S. ally, when it comes to ISIL and, you know, its foundation, its ideology, et cetera. How do you see that relationship then between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia playing out when it comes on this specific issue?
Well, I see it. I see it exactly the way you framed it, because it's been done before. That's the death squad proxy or the fascist proxy army being used by the United States to further its objectives, and then to add these kind of layers of security or plausible deniability to keep its hands clean, which means running money through Saudi Arabia or giving the Saudi Arabia certain protections and breaks with the understanding that they will fund this kind of thing, is the same thing that happened with paramilitaries in Central America and South America throughout the decades of the 60s and 70s and 80s, and what is happening now in Syria, and what is happening in Venezuela and Ukraine. So it's an old book of tricks, and it's not anything that anyone who is in the know is surprised by. That's what this is. A indirectly Western-funded death squad proxy army that was unleashed against Syria, and now either by design or by unintended consequence is spilling over into Iraq and creating problems there. My choice is kind of half by design.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Danny Patrick Welch speaking to us live via Skype from Massachusetts.